Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For today's devotional, I want to talk to you from 1 Kings chapter 18 and talk to you about what the small cloud means. So a couple of long verses to read. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 43 and 44. Check this out. Here we go. And Elijah said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And seven times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Now, as Elijah prayed for rain, he expected an answer, and he was not going to stop praying until he saw the answer come. So he sent his servant out to look for the clouds of coming rain. The servant went out and saw nothing. Elijah kept praying. Five times more, the prophet sent his servant to see the answer to prayer, and the servant saw nothing. Yet, it came to pass the seventh time. Do you see how stubbornly persistent Elijah's prayer was? It was as if Elijah would not take no for an answer because he was confident that it was God's will to send rain. So Elijah stubbornly furthered the will of God by his persistent prayer. It's a good thing that Elijah didn't quit praying after six previous disappointments. And finally, the servant brought a report. This is what he said. "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." The evidence of a coming rain came slowly and in a small way, but out of that small evidence, God brought a mighty work. It's as if the servant looked out in the distance and he saw a cloud, and well, the cloud is about as big as his hand as he saw it in the sky. That's not very big if you're talking about filling up the whole sky. But that small cloud had a big message. Now, Charles Spurgeon used these verses as an illustration of the small signs that come before a mighty work of God. He spoke of four certain signs and tokens for good, which prayerful faith clearly perceives when an awakening, a genuine revival, is about to come. And he said, when you see these four things happening, Christians should regard that as small clouds, as big as a man's hands rising out of the sea. Spurgeon noted these four things in which his opinion were a small cloud, or like a small cloud, that signaled a great downpour of blessing to come. Do you want to know what those four things are? Here they are. Number one, a growing dissatisfaction with the present state of things and an increasing anxiety among the members of the church for the salvation of souls. Number two, when this anxiety leads believers to be earnest and bold in prayer. Number three, when ministers and pastors begin to pray together and to say, "What must we do?" And then number four, when we see the doctrine of the individual responsibility of each Christian fully felt and carried out into individual action. Now, those four things were regarded, as Charles Spurgeon, as being small indications of a greater work to come. And back to Elijah. Elijah knew that the small cloud meant a big work was on the way. So he told King Ahab this in faith, "Prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Based only on the sighting of a cloud that was as small as a man's hand, he knew that a torrent of rain was on the way. When we see God moving, even in small ways among us, we should have great faith for a greater work to come.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.